a little bit, please.
Okay, Jamaal Charles, he's really coming into his own. He looks a little bit like the Johnson kid from Tennessee, where he's got that home run ability. They're using him all over the place, flex him out as a receiver. He's doing some great things out there, beating corners and things like that. But I see a lot of growth in that guy from his first year playing. We played him when I was in Oakland. He was a good player then, but he's becoming a real dynamic guy.
Cal, judging from his body language and his words, to stay here next year. How are you guys, his friends and the closest lieutenants dealing with that process as Holmgren comes through and all that business?
Well, I mean, how are we dealing with it?
What are you doing? He's saying, hey, Eric, let's do this and talk to Randy, or, what are you doing in response to,
I never thought, tell Eric, hey, tell Randy I said hello. We're just going to coach is all we're going to do. And, that's what we're looking to do on defense every week. I've told you before, not worried about my job security. I mean, I'm not bragging, but please, I know I'm coaching this league, so and I'll continue to coach in this league, whether, it's here or somewhere else. But I want to be here. When you're in that room with those guys on defense, you really want to be here. At least I do. They're good, tough guys. They're people that, I want to be around for a long time and win with. And, Eric brought me here to Cleveland, a place that I wanted to be. And, I'm a loyal person. So, obviously, we're fighting hard together and going to get this thing turned around. And we are. I mean, I told you before, you guys have seen improvement every week, both sides of the ball, offense, defense. Special teams doesn't improve much because Seeley's running it, and they're always number one, no matter, what team he's with. So, but you see improvement, and you do. And, you'd have to be blind not to see it. You have to be blind not to see that this team's coming together. We got a lot of good, solid people on our team, and improvement's inevitable.
That's what you would tell somebody, Rob, if they said, "Hey, make a case for yourself and for the staff and this team to continue to be able to go forward." Is that what you would say, or would there be something else?
I don't know what I'd say, and if it comes to that, me talking about us staying or whatever, I'll be packing probably because I know how hard we're working, and it's going to pay off. It will. We've got 3 games left that we're going to prove it. And, last week was, our first step into doing it. And we've looked at it as a 4-game series. We're going to go hard for these weeks and continue to improve. And we won last time in a big game. And, each week they keep getting bigger. Bottom line is, you got some guys that are willing to fight because we know what we're fighting for. And I don't know if it's, inevitable that Randy makes changes. I don't think he will. I don't know. I can't tell the future. All I can do is predict it with my players. And that's going to be a bright future.
All this home run stuff. Has that been a distraction to your preparation this week? Has it been a in the 35 seconds a day you have to yourself to think about things other than football? Has it been a catalyst to kind of, hey, let's dig in and let's show whomever that we're doing a good job?
I'm not supposed to read the papers or anything, but I'm stupid enough to do it. And, I'm always a competitive guy, but if you back me up, I'll come out swinging. So am I digging my heels in a little bit more? Probably. That's no offense to Mike Holmgren, who's had a ton of success in this league. But, when there's uncertainty in everything you do, it could be a distraction. But I know one thing. I mean, I haven't worked any harder this week. That's impossible. Working as hard as I can, and our players are. I mean, these guys have come from all walks of life. They've come from everybody else's rosters, and they're fighting. And if you don't see it on defense, you know, go get that corrective surgery. You need it.
Not to demean the offense at all, but as the lead, as the defense taking on kind of a leadership role in this resurgence, it look, I mean, when you look at since the bye, except for that one game, you guys have really been controlling the other team pretty well.
Yeah, I think our defense, you know, led by one of our best players, Josh Cribbs, is, you know, everybody, you know, I can't say that we're taking any more leader than they are. I think offensively we've improved on every category there is. I think that Brady Quinn's doing a nice job. Every time I look up, somebody's doing a good job catching the ball. Moore, the big tight end, he's catching the ball. You see them running backs. And that Joe Thomas, he could block out the world. So, I mean, I see improvement there. So, you know, Steinbach pulling around. I mean, those are good, hard-working guys. So I don't know how it's getting done. You'd have to ask the head coach.
And let me ask you this.
We talk about you guys haven't had to play in a short field since that improvement you're talking about.
You're right. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, that's awesome. And, you know, when you make people go the long, hard way in the National Football League, it's hard to do. And we're definitely having a lot of benefits from our outstanding play by our offense and special teams.
What do you do for an encore? I mean, you had an 8-sack game, and obviously you had a plan that had them on their heels all night. But, you know, how do you follow that up with something that can be nearly as successful?
Well, I mean, this is a real fine opponent. They have an excellent coach, run, you know, was in the Super Bowl last year. You know, scores millions of points. They're not scoring as many as, you know, the Cardinals did, but they're getting Bo back, who's a great receiver. We know a lot of him. He's had great battles with Nnamdi Asomugha before. We've got Eric Wright, so it'll be a battle between those guys. You know, but we're just looking forward to the challenge of playing a fine opponent, and we're anxious. I mean, look, guys, we've been working hard to be good, and we want to keep being good. You know, we had a great week, an outstanding week, against Pittsburgh, who's a great opponent, who had their way with us the first time. And if you look at that, in our division now, there was three teams that we played. When we came back and played them again, we got after even more. So I think, you know, we're on the right track. We're playing this opponent that they're not as familiar with us, and we're not as familiar with them. So it ought to be a great chess match. But, you know, I know they're playing hard, and we are too.
The linebacker said he was more fired up, more proud about the run defense than the 8 sacks.
Yeah, well, that's Roth. I mean, he's a tough throwback guy that I know Cleveland loves, and we've appreciated the guy since he's been here. And you know, hopefully we're all back here together, because that sucker is a fine player. It's hard to run when the tight end's about 6 yards deep in the backfield or an offensive tackle, and that Roth does that to people. And he's been an outstanding pickup, along with a lot of these other guys that are coming in and are making contributions to our defense.
What do you see out of Castle? You know, does he – you know, I know he had a lot of success last year, and then he has to switch environments. Do you like him as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, up there with comparing him to Edwards and those guys, no, I do like him. I think he's a good quarterback. Every week you play somebody great. He had great success against us in Oakland, in a torrential downpour. But I think he's a fine quarterback. And, he's getting his great weapon back. He's getting his best weapon back this week in that Bo kid. So, we got to be up for the challenge.
When you see a 4-pick game, you know, does that kind of think, well, you know, obviously you guys haven't had a ton of picks. Maybe it's –
No, thanks for bringing that up, Scott. I appreciate that. No, we haven't had any picks. I mean, we need some, you know, but – sometimes the ball bounces off a guy's shoulder pads and everybody blames the quarterback when you look at the final numbers. But, we got to keep the heat on this guy and we got to get some turnovers, no question.
You've come in here every week and you've talked about the building the thing and making strides and whatever. But when you have a game like the one in Pittsburgh where you just off the charts, you take quantum leaps, you get the most sacks they've ever had against Pittsburgh in Browns history. When you do something like that, is that kind of the thing that really turns the corner and gets the thing on a whole new level and kind of is, when you look back, it'll say that's when we really made our move?
I hope so. I hope that's the game that does turn the corner for us. We were a lot more consistent on our calls. We weren't making mistakes. We were doing a lot of multiple things, and our communication was on point. So hopefully that is a sign of things to come. And it was an outstanding effort. And the guys that deserve all the credit are those, guys in those uniforms with, they're the ones that design, that deserve the credit. They're the ones that the abilities came through for us on Thursday night.
Is it fair to say
Brad McDonald has had an up and down season?
I mean, I don't think he's any different than most of our guys. We haven't been that consistent really throughout the year, as good as we need to be. And that's why we're probably 2-11, but I know he's got good effort. But he's had some slips in there along with a lot of other guys. So when you're struggling like this and guys try to make plays and then they don't, you just can't fault one guy and things like that. It's really all of us. I haven't called greatest games ever sometimes, but and sometimes he's not always playing the best.
If you look at just the numbers, the third quarter, guys been outscored a lot. Have you noticed any problem with halftime adjustments? Has that been a concern for you?
No. I mean, I think we're one in the top two or three to start games, and all that is also us adjusting to their plan. I'll be curious to see how we do the first drive. I don't think we're being out-coached, but maybe we are, but I don't think so. I haven't noticed a glaring weakness there, but I know we're finishing pretty strong, and a lot of teams don't do that.
Obviously, for quite a while. Anybody here remind you of looking at Vrabel as a guy who kind of played with a chip on his shoulder, a little bit surly, played the mean streak and all that? Anybody here remind you of Vrabel?
First of all, Vrabel is one of the best players I've ever been around. He's clearly the smartest guy. He really is, and he's one of the toughest. He's got long arms. He's, an unbelievable team player. One year, I think he had like 9.5 sacks, and he was playing on the other side to let his teammate play on the side that he had all his counters. If he had played in his prime on the other side, he would have been one of them 20 sack guys. So he's an unbelievable talent, a better, tougher guy than you've ever seen. So it's hard to compare anybody to someone that special. As far as overall with the smarts and the toughness, that part we've got, that Jason Trusnik is real similar to him, and Trusnik's a good rusher. But to me, Vrabel has always been one of those elite rushers that come along once in every 20 years.
In retrospect, it seems odd that Cowher and company would have not given up on him because they offered him a cheap contract, but let him go so cheap.
I think his career got turned around when he started playing for me, pretty much. But I don't know what happened. I mean, the guy's he was awesome.
Sort of one of those tweener guys who didn't find a spot right away,
Well, see, I think that's a great point there. He was a tweener guy, but he's a tweener that was great at a lot of spots, not just, he sucks at this spot, he's okay here, he's fair over here. This guy was excellent at all the spots. And in New England, we took advantage of that. And I know they put him on the goal line some in Kansas City. The guy's got great hands. Don't think he's ever dropped a ball in his life. That guy is phenomenal. Great player, great person.
Bringing him here as like a tone setter, which I guess is what Kansas City did.
Right, and more of a tone setter, as a player. I mean, the guy's a phenomenal football player, but he is tough. does represent everything we believe in here in Cleveland. So I know we did. They traded for him. I think, you know, I would have paid him some, you know, my own money. Not much, because I don't have, you know, I got a lot, but it doesn't seem that way.
When you have a guy like Schaefer, seems like he comes out of nowhere the second and a half. Are you anxious to see the next game, if he's able to duplicate that, or if it's, you know, just kind of...
Yeah, a lot of that. Now, Schaefering, to me, I thought he played better against the run. I think he did a real good job there. He did a nice job on the pass as well. But, you know, a lot of his teammates were circling that quarterback like a bunch of buzzards, and then he would step up, and then Schaefering would knock the crap out of him. But he's doing a good job. He's a tough guy. You know, I was anticipating a game like that for him, and, you know, hopefully good things to keep coming, because he's a hard worker, and he's really a smart kid. If you ever had a chance to talk to him, he's very intelligent.
Along those same lines, Marcus Bernard, what do you see in him and his type of potential?
Well, same thing I saw on him tape in college. I'm not going to say nothing. I know talent, and I saw him in college, and I knew he'd be good. And he's been very good. He's a hardworking kid. That's the thing you don't see when you're watching college tape. Is how you know, much of his work ethic and what type of kid he is. Well, he's a super kid, and he's a hard worker. One of the hardest workers on our team. And this guy's going to get better and better. And I think we knew what we had. I know we knew what we had. It was just a chance to get him out there and unleash him on somebody.
The young guy's success like Schaefering and Bernard is due to the fact that you've got veterans like Wimbley and Bones who are able to step in and take a leadership role and maybe take on a few blockers more than what they would have had at the beginning of the year?
Well, that's a good question. Because I think in all defenses you're going to have those core leaders. We have some outstanding guys like you mentioned. I think their biggest thing is as a leader when you get a young guy like that who's got a lot of talent, but it's raw. I think they just need their job as leaders just to help calm them down a little bit. And so I don't think it's necessarily how many amount of blockers the other guys take. I think it's just getting that guy to relax, get in there and play his style of football. And these young guys have done that. Maybe it's not always perfect, but I think they relax. They're playing as hard as they can, as hard as their names on their backs will allow them to play.
Games, your run defense has given up 91 or less, I think. Then there was that Cincinnati game. What happened in that Cincinnati game, and then what do you need to do to make the other games more typical in that Cincinnati
game? Well, the Cincinnati game was played completely the way we wanted to play it, which we were going to make them run the ball, and they did. But they weren't, you know, the points weren't bouncing off the scoreboard like they've done before. So it wasn't perfect. We weren't 2-5 a carry or whatever, but you're not going to be when you're playing, you know, some form of two deep man coverage back there. So obviously the unbalance, we could have played better, the tackle over stuff, but Norv opened up the game in it, and we stuffed the run a couple times there. So we think we have that fixed, but again. Could have fixed it quicker, but I didn't want to do that to disrupt the flow of the game. I think, you know, we were still making them punt. We were getting off the field on third down. I let them run the ball a little bit more than I could have, scheme-wise.
In addition to having the pass defense all night with the sacks, how do you explain Pittsburgh only getting the 70 yards rushing?
I'm not sure how many times they ran it at us. I know one thing. Our guys, you know, in our jerseys were playing as hard as. And so, you know, when you're all focused and you're playing hard and you know what you're doing, you know your assignments, you got a better chance to slowing down anybody's game. It's just a tribute to all the players that we have on defense.
One more, Robin. I wanted to wait till the end of the football questions to ask it. I'm going to throw you up a softball and I'll let you hit it out of the park.
Oh, good.
Most coaches hate to meet with the media. I won't say most, but a lot of them. They'd rather have somebody give them a root canal.
Right. I've had a few.
Why do you? I mean, you seem to enjoy this.
Right.
You seem to really enjoy this.
Well, I do because I know you guys are good people. You're working hard. You're educated. You know our team. You're going to know our team a lot better than most people do. And, you know, and so I don't mind coming up to see you guys. Why would I? You guys are all educated and know what you're doing.